Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring one 45 record from 1964 through 1972, and we'll play both the A and B sides of the 45. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, Martha the Vandellas, the Isley Brothers, the Four Tops, and the Temptations. All coming up the next half hour as we feature five 45s hearing both the A and B side.
Set aside like a dog on a shelf, just as
Motown Memory from Martha and the Vandellas. That was called Motoring from 1965. And that was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was Nowhere to Run. And Nowhere to Run reached number 8 on the pop charts and number 5 on the rhythm and blues charts and number 26 on the UK charts from 1965. And we started with the Supremes, Ask Any Girl, the B-side from 1964. The A-side was Baby Love. And Baby Love reached number 1 on the pop charts, number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts, and number 1 on the UK charts from 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We're featuring one 45 single from each year from 1964 through 1972. Well, we've already heard from 1964 and 1965, so let's kick it up to 1966 and a great song from the Isley Brothers called This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You. Well, this song was a great hit for them during their brief tenure on the Motown record label, featuring Ron Isley on lead vocals. The single was the group's only major hit while on Motown, and they left the record label in 1969 to start their own label called T-Neck Records, and they had much greater success then. This song was written by Motown's main writing and production team at that time, Holland, Doja, and Holland. Interestingly enough, this song was originally intended for the Supremes. They did record their own version of it for their album called Supremes and Go-Go. Here is the Isley Brothers. This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You, right here on Motown.
1966. Ooh, this old heart of mine been broken 1,000 times. It's time to break away. I think you're gonna stay. Lonely nights that come, memories that go, bringing you back again, hurting me more and more. Maybe it's my mistake to show this love I feel inside. Cause each day that passes by, you got me never knowing if I'm coming or going. But I love you. It's so hard to tell me it's weak for you. I love you. Yes, I do. These are
much more tops would all turn to stone. That was the B-side of the 45, but it reached number 76 on the pop charts and number 50 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. The A-side was Seven Rooms of Gloom, and that did better at number 14 in the pop charts and number 10 in the rhythm and blues charts. Before that, the Isley Brothers. The B-side, There's No Love Left, from 1966. The A-side was the Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak For You, and that reached number 12 on the pop charts and number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring 45 records, the A and the B-side. We started from 1964, and now we've made it all the way up to 1968. Coming up, The Temptations, I Could Never Love Another After Loving You. Well, this song was notable as the final composition of lyricist Roger Penzabean and as the final Temptations single to feature David Ruffin as the lead singer. Both this song and the previous Temptations release called I Wish It Could Rain drew from Penzabean's real-life heartbreak over learning that his wife had been unfaithful. While he was unable to handle the extreme pain and unable to leave his wife, he wrote songs as personal statements to her, publicizing the pain she caused him. Unfortunately, after both songs were completed and recorded, Penzabean committed suicide. Well, I Can Never Love Another was the second single from the 1968 album entitled The Temptations Wish It Would Rain. It peaked at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100, and it reached the number one position on the Billboard's Rhythm Blues Singles charts. Well, here it is, I Could Never Love Another After Loving You, The Temptations, right here on Motown.
1968!
Girl, I can't believe my reason for living, and you won't even tell me why. Before you walk out the door, there's something I want you to know, that I could never, ever love another after loving you. Woo-hoo. In my mind, baby, you said, long as rivers flow, each day you love me more. Now you wanna leave me behind. Listen, baby, I don't know what it's gonna take to make you stay. I just know I've got to find a way, 'cause I could never, 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 ever love another after loving you.
Memories with Tom Fowler. There's a train leaving here tomorrow.
Leaving here.
And I'll be a free, free man once again.
A free man.
I'm so glad I've served my time. I'm gonna meet the girl that I left behind. And when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love.
Gotta Give Her All the Love I've Got, a B-side from 1968. The A-side was I Could Never Love Another After Loving You, and that song reached number 13 in the pop charts and number 1 in the blues charts from 1968. Well, this hour, we featured 5 records, both the A and the B-side. 1 year each, we started from 1964, we ended up in 1968. Coming up after the break, we'll hear an A and a B-side from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together from 1969, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.